Hare Krishna. ISKCON's comeback emperor, His Holiness Japata Kaswami Maharaj. Recently I saw a video of His Holiness Japata Kaswami Maharaj leading Kirtan in the Kirtan Mela in Mayapur. Maharaj was, it was a heartrending experience to see how Maharaj was exerting himself to, despite his many bodily inconveniences, to sing with such intensity, such devotion, such fervency. Although I saw that video several days later, and although I was thousands of miles away from Mayapur, still the spiritual potency of that sound of the kirtans was so apparent, so clear, evident. And even more striking than that spiritual potency of the sound was the determination of the kirtanier, of Japata Kamaraj. He was, and we all know that he had a devastating stroke, and yet here he was, right in the heart of the devotee community, at their center as a commander, leading the forces by sending out the ecstatic weapon of the holy name, which is dissipating illusion and distributing ecstasy to everyone who was fortunate enough to hear that sound coming from his lotus mouth. Now, in sports, if somebody has an injury and then after that person comes back, they said that person has made a comeback. So, in tennis, there was a tennis champion, Rafael Nadal, who suffered a very severe injury to his foot, and then he was sidelined for a long time, and some people thought it might be a career-ending injury. But he came back, and he came right to the top, becoming number one. So, he was celebrated as the comeback king. Now, His Holiness Japata Kamaraj deserves to be called the comeback emperor. Why comeback emperor? Because, you know, to just survive from a devastating stroke from which even most doctors did not give any chance of survival, that itself is remarkable. Further, not only to survive, but to march determinedly on the long road to recovery, to a normal life, that is even more special. You know, for all those of us who have gone through any serious disease, we know that for every visible health challenge that is there because of a serious health complication, there are a dozen invisible challenges that have to be dealt with and conquered in the privacy of the mind. So, for somebody to be able to conquer that itself is very special. And more than that, to not just return to normal life, but to return to the center of the army as a commander after having been so devastatingly sidelined. So that is most special. And to do all this, not for the sake of one's own glorification, but one's own glory, but for the sake of glorifying the Lord and for the sake of benefiting all of us, that is purely, that is supremely special. That's what, you know, it's no doubt that Japata Kamaraj can be called as the comeback king, comeback emperor of ISKCON. So, I have not had much fortune to have his personal association. The only time when I had his direct association was once when a youth festival in Calcutta. Actually, Maharaj was supposed to give a talk on the topic of recession. This was around 2008-2009, that time. And the recession was there in the world. So, I had written a book on that topic and I had prepared a PowerPoint show also. So, I showed it to Maharaj and Maharaj asked me to delete some slides so that all the slides, so that he could speak adequately on the slides that were there. Then when I started I operated the slideshow and I started moving the slides, and Maharaj started speaking. Although speaking was difficult for him, but what he was speaking was amazing. He was drawing on his... Maharaj has traveled all over the world, not just once or twice, but for many decades, many times. He was drawing on his experience, of global experience, and he was exposing how the promises of greed are false and futile. And greed was, of course, the cause of recession and the economic meltdown that happened at that time. And then, because Maharaj asked me to cut down some slides, so I had deleted some slides. But Maharaj felt that Maharaj remembered some of the slides which I had deleted, and he, because he felt that was an important point, So he spoke that point. So not only he remembered three slides like that, he spoke their content precisely and he elaborated on them also wonderfully. So despite his physical condition being so acutely painful, his clarity of consciousness and his sharpness of recollection was amazing. So, do miracles happen in ISKCON? Yes, we don't. If you want to look for a real miracle, a real undeniable miracle, we don't have to look any further beyond the living example of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Thank you very much. Jayapataka Swami Maharaj ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.